Hello, this is VoiceOver Girl, and I promised that I would put up the recipe for the courgette cake today, so here it is. Now, I can't take credit for it this time. This is a Nigella recipe. It's taken from her How to Be a Domestic Goddess cookbook, and it is really, really, really easy, which is why I like it. I'm a big fan of easy. You can put raisins in, that's optional, but if you do, 60 grams of raisins, 250 grams of courgettes. Don't peel them because the green is all flecked through the cake if you leave them with their peel on, and they look just beautiful. Two large eggs, 125 mils of vegetable oil, 150 grams of caster sugar, 225 grams of self-raising flour, half a teaspoon of bicarb and half a teaspoon of baking powder, and that's it. Very simple, which I like a lot. You put the oven on at 180 degrees, that's gas mark 4. If you're using raisins, pop them in a bowl with some warm water on top just to fatten them up before you put them in the cake. And then you need to grate your courgettes, just using a box grater, that'll be fine. You don't want to grate them too small or you just end up with courgette mush, and nobody wants a courgette mush cake. What Nigella suggests is that you pop them into a sieve over the sink just to let any excess water drain out of them. Then you take your eggs, your oil and your sugar, put them in a bowl and just beat them together. Sieve in your flour and bicarb and baking powder and mix that in as well. And then you stir in your grated courgette and the raisins. If you're using the raisins, drain the water off first, or again, soggy mess. Don't want a soggy mess. Put that into tins. Now, the first time I did this, I used sandwich tins, and I did two, which was great, but my children didn't like the cream cheese icing that the Nigella suggests you use, so this time I did it in a big square tin and just iced the top with icing sugar and lime juice, and that was nice. Did the lime juice thing again with the cake, like I did with my previous cake. I used orange juice last time, lime juice this time, because although it's a lovely cake, it's a little bit dull. So once it's out of the oven, I just squeeze lime juice all over the top and let it soak in. Nigella makes a really, really yummy cream cheese topping and fills the cake with lime or lemon curd. And the cream cheese topping is really simple as well. 200 grams of cream cheese, 100 grams of icing sugar. Beat it all together, and she puts the juice of a lime in there as well. But my children don't like that, apparently. So I went with a very simple icing sugar and lime juice topping this time. It takes about half an hour to cook. You need to know that. I always forget some important detail. Just leave it to cool and ice it when it's cool. And it is absolutely yummy. And I swear, if you've got children that will not eat courgettes, they won't guess. Although it's quite good fun once they start spotting the green bits, trying to see what they're going to think it's going to be in there. I used yellow courgettes this time, so you can hardly see it at all. It's a bit of a waste of yellow courgette, really. But it's a yummy cake and really, really simple to make. And good luck if you have a try. And do let me know if you have a try, because I'd love to know. And that's today's recipe. I'm turning into Delia. Although I'm stealing other people's recipes. Hope you enjoy it anyway.